You're with your morning team on WSGW. It's 8:41.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you, it's 8:41. No, Dolly Parton has nothing to do with what I was going to mention, which I'll do in just a moment about being confounded of some things that are apparently somebody's paying attention to. I don't know why. But I thought we'd have a little fun with this in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. I was in your home studio. Hello there. Because we should recognize that when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced, that Dolly Parton did indeed get in. And now she says she's happy to accept the honor.
Oh, all right.
Yes,
well, good.
Yes.
I thought she would.
She says, I feel honored that all the people that voted for me did. I appreciate the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people for staying there with me. I never meant to cause trouble or stir up any controversy when she said that, you know, basically I don't want to be part of it. Her belief is that she didn't measure up to that of the others that meet the standards of rock and roll, and she didn't want to get in when perhaps others who were more deserving, according to her, were still on the outside looking in.
People in the Hall of Fame saw it another way.
Yeah.
And the voters did, too. Remember, mm-hmm. she was part of the people's vote, and I think mm-hmm. she came in third, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She said, though, she's always wanted to do a rock album citing the influence of Mick Jagger.
Oh. Hey.
She says, I'm hoping we're both around long enough when I get to do a record that he'll come and sing with me. And I may have to use the Rolling Stones to play behind me. Now, wouldn't that be something?
Sure would.
Yeah, that would
Dolly
be something,
and Mick
all right.
on the same stage.
That would be great. That would be fantastic.
That's wild.
That could be an interesting sound,
yeah,
I think.
It would be.
I wonder if she'd cover a Stone song, but would he cover a Dolly Parton? I want to hear Mick singing 9 to 5.
Well, I mean, he's on probably Simon Records, and
he's diverse.
Might have a bit of a heavy guitar behind it, but it'd be all right.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll rock it out. And, I'm trying to think of what Dolly Parton singing Satisfaction. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Or maybe they could do Wild Horses.
Get off of my cloud.
That was when the
Stones were kind of going through
their country phase.
Early 70s.
Yeah.
They could do something like that.
Don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll find out. But again, she is one of the new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So do I have the right list here? What else? Do you have the list right there?
I think I do someplace. Duran Duran.
Yeah, Duran Duran. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do you have?
I have Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar, yep.
I have Eminem.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
They made it. All right. Eurythmics.
Yep.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel.
Yes, Lionel Richie, yes.
Right, yeah. Hey, I just mentioned her. Carly Simon.
Yes. Yep, you've got the list.
All right. Judas Priest.
Yeah, I understand. Now, are they actually going in? Or are they getting some kind of special honor?
I think they're
honor?
Getting a special honor, probably.
Judas Priest, yeah. I think somebody else is getting a some kind of honor.
All I have here is just a list. I don't know about the special honors or anything like that. Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, he's getting
really?
A special honor.
He's
as
getting.
Well.
Was he already in?
Rock?
I don't
for
know.
Harry Belafonte.
Well, again.
I guess.
Hey, Deo, come on.
That's right.
Didn't that song rock?
Yes, it did.
Dame,
yes, it did.
He said Deo.
So then a few others there, too. But,
November 5th, when they're going to be inducted, by the way.
Cool.